Your body is talking to you. Are you listening? Join Coach Stephanie Wood as they let you in on the little-known secrets of your body. Every day, you will walk a little prouder as you and your body merge into the whole person that you have always strived to be. After all, what's not to love about you? Body confidence is the expectation of a positive outcome. Are you ready for a fun-filled, informative hour that will give you and your body confidence?
Hi, everyone. I'm here with Sharon Shrieky, and I'm Coach Stephanie Wood. Sharon is also a coach, and we're here at the Law of Attraction Radio Network, where we're discussing different facets of body confidence, LOA style. So before we go into our topic today, Sharon, I always like to hear what you're up to. What's going on?
All right. Well, I'm up to doing relationship coaching mostly. I love the relation, any kind of relationship, children and their parents, and adult relationships, romantic relationships, any kind of relationships in our life that we want to make a little bit better, or we want to find the possibility for more. That is what I love to do, and I can be reached at sharonshrieky@gmail.com. That's sharonshrieky@gmail.com. And again, right, we love those letters. We love questions because that gives us material to work on these podcasts, which is so much fun to do with you, Stephanie. And Steph, I know you're also up to a lot of stuff. Can you tell me what you're up to?
Okay, so this week I've been promoting different interviews that I'm having with colleagues where I share how I use body confidence in my coaching. I use my body knowledge system, which is a system I created to help people really go out into the world with confidence and also on a practical level, learn better entrepreneurial skills. And you could find me at bodyawe.com. And as Sharon brought up, we like to hear stories from from our audience so that you could either contact Sharon or you can contact me, and you can be anonymous, no big deal, but it would be nice to get a little complimentary free coaching on our podcast so you can tell your friends. So today, Sharon, I received a letter earlier in the week. A woman wanted to place herself in a job that reflected who she really is, how she wants to portray herself in the world. And she wanted to know how she could enhance her body confidence to find that job, because right now she's stressed out, she's emotional, she's exhausted, and she wants to see how body confidence can help her as a tool to go out in the world and be who she really is and get that workplace that embraces her. So have you ever had a situation or a client go through this?
Yeah. And I think that, it's so funny with relationships, it really does affect your relationships when that happens, when you feel like you're not where you should be, and it's definitely affecting your body confidence. And I think that it definitely is a body confidence. It falls into the folder of body confidence, because with body confidence, definitely there's more clarity. There's more, you feel strength in what you more direction when there is body confidence. And I'm curious to hear how you feel body confidence in your system would play into this problem that she's having.
Well, Sharon, what I do for myself, if I want to use my body confidence, I actually play around in my living room.
Okay. Really?
You're not laughing, are you? No.
A little bit.
So what I do is I visualize and use my body and use movement. Like, you know, have you ever put on a favorite song and just danced and danced and danced?
Oh, yeah.
Foolishly, ridiculously, falling on the floor, getting up, not using the right foot, you know.
Absolutely.
No big deal. That's what I see as increasing your body confidence by using movement. And, you know, the other day I was a little nervous about doing an interview that I was asked to do. And I put on music in my head first, and then I said, well, I do have a radio, so I could just put on the radio and just dance. And the body confidence of seeing myself visually doing that interview dissipated all of the anxiety that I had. So basically body confidence, and Sharon, you're just breathing in your microphone.
Sorry.
It's all right. I know you were getting excited about my story.
I was.
Yeah, really. I can't.
Speaking like, I want to go out and dance.
Okay,
now.
I'm glad you're breathing. But so would that be something that you could tell your clients or you could do for yourself?
So I think, you know what, but just while you were talking, I'll tell you why I was so excited. I was so excited because I really was excited because, you know, that idea of feeling the nerves, feeling it, and then going and doing that, putting on music and putting yourself into a happy place. Remember last week when we spoke about blue glass and putting yourself in a good place in order to just be able to push that reset button? I think that body movement, like what you described, is really pushing the reset button, and it gives clarity because now you're not in the... You're not in that place of, you know, of emotion. Now you release and you're happy. And when you're happy, I think that your intuition works better. And I think that's your intuition works better. You're able to put things into perspective. You're able to get out any kind of jitters that you're feeling. And once you do, you're able to see clearly. I think that's genius. I think that it's on your part, it's like instinctive and it does work because I'm thinking back to all the times I've ever done that. And
well, try doing it with your husband. It goes to a whole nother level.
Oh, what do you mean?
Dancing in the living room with your husband.
Talk about relationships. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That is the unbelievable. Yeah, it's true because, you know, also, when you do that with your partner, you feel connected. So the bottom line is you're with somebody. You're connected to somebody. And there's nothing that's more important at that moment. And you're able to really, you know, go into the joy of the dancing and the being with someone and all that. Everything else melts away at that moment, which really gives clarity. I find when I'm able to just escape the moment for, you know, get myself out of the moment and think of happy things and be in a happy place, all of a sudden I go back to the dilemma and it doesn't look as bad as it did before. How about you?
I think that's a done deal. So as we go into a further, now we describe that movement creates a better relationship with your body, and then your body increases the endorphins to create better body confidence. But I just wanted to go a little bit aside here. People ask me all the time, okay, what is body confidence? And I just go right to, this is how you get body confidence. But a lot of people misinterpret body confidence and body image. Do you think they're one and the same? For me, they're different. What's your thoughts on body image? Because I know people, they confuse the two, or they think it's both the same. I don't think they're the same.
Body image is so, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm thinking body image is what, how you feel. Maybe it's how you feel compared to other people.
I agree. Yeah. Or images that we see, this is how we have to look like, or just thinking in our head, well, we're supposed to look like that or this.
Right. It's more of like a, it's more in judgment than.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I think. And then all of a sudden we say body confidence, and we're addressing it. We're addressing it by the positive, by being confident with the body. And I think that's a, you know, that's a big thing. You know, it's so funny how little nuances make a difference, right?
Well, you know, the people that I work with, they come to me because they're in the body, quote unquote, image point of view. And it's enveloping them and it's taking over them and they're becoming, then they can't access their confidence. Now, to me, body confidence and confidence are the same. What about you?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We're, you know, listen, we're a body. We're on this earth. I mean, we're going to, you know.
Well, I know people that I work with, you know, they come to me and they say, excuse me, you want me to talk to my body? You want me to acknowledge my body? What are you talking about? I mean, have you always been that way, that you understood your body's nuances, or?
No, I definitely was not. I was definitely, I can tell you, I struggled so much with feeling like my body was not my friend. Oh goodness, those thighs are not my friend, and that butt is not my friend, and that, you know, how come my boobs can't fit the, you know, it fit the bathing suit the way it was never a good relationship with my body for some reason, because I was always, you know, comparing it to others, and so I wasn't able to be happy about it. It was never equaled to my expectations of what it should be or what a woman's body should look like. And I think that it hurt me. I wish I knew today what I know now, or how I feel now about myself.
So when you have a client that comes to you about body confidence and she's in that place of body image judgment, can you give me an example of where you might start with her? Because just saying it is not going to help her. Do you have any tools or techniques that you use?
I think that, like you said, every issue, it stems from body confidence. And that's what, I mean, I think that's amazing that you focus on body confidence, because that's everyone. So if they come to me with a relationship issue, before the relationship issue, it's got to be a body confidence issue. It has to be, we have to first work on ourselves before we think about working, fixing this relationship. You know, it all starts with us and how we feel about ourselves. And so I think the way to do it is to start with our strengths, you know, which I feel like most people are like clueless when it comes to their strengths until they're asked, and then they'll hit a brick wall and they can't think of anything. And then you suggest, and then also like, yeah, I do that. I do have that. And you know, this part of me is kind of pretty, and this is, you know, all of a sudden all these things come out, but they couldn't even think of it before, you know?
So when they know their strength, can you give me an example of a strength that somebody might say?
So first of all, a strength would be their strengths that are physical, like, you know, let's say, oh, you have beautiful hair, you know, that's something that you have, or that's a physical strength, you know, something that's beautiful about yourself. And that's important to know. And then there are the, you know, the emotional ones, you know, how you handle issues, how you handle your strengths on your decision making. There are things. It's amazing what we can pull out, the good that we can pull out on every single person if we focus on the good.
Well, you just hit it on the nail. The word is focus. And we know that in law of attraction. What you focus on, you get more of. Period.
Right.
And
right.
I practice that during the day. I just fool around with it. It's like, you know, I'm practicing looking at the squirrels when I'm walking, and all of a sudden what I thought I was worrying about where did it go?
Right, exactly.
That went out the window in the wind. It was really what you focus on, you get more of. If everyone on this call who's listening can remember that.
Right.
You're good to go.
And when those thoughts come so strong, those negative thoughts, right, you just find something that helps you reset. You reset your thinking into thoughts that feel good. You know, thoughts like you said, like the squirrel or the blue glass or the dancing.
I gave myself away with the squirrel love, okay? I'm having a relationship in the bushes with a squirrel in my neighborhood. Don't tell
anyone.
It's
genius. It's a genius idea. It is, because you're able to push the reset button and then approach the issue from a different angle, because now you're not emotional about it. And
But it's okay to be emotional. I mean, I tell clients, I say, you know, all right, let it out. We'll do that for the first 5 minutes of our call. And then we'll, like you say, reset and practice. I think the other part of our client relationships within our coaching practices is encouraging our clients to practice. I mean, it's one thing, okay, you're in the car right now, you're listening to Sharon and Stephanie, and la, 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 but you're going to the grocery store or picking up the kids or whatever, or going home to yell at your husband, one or the other. And, you know, it's like practice it so when it comes up. And I'm hoping what we're saying to everyone is that you're identifying with our scenarios. So before we go into anything else, Sharon, please tell
all right, well,
people how to contact you with their stories.
Okay. I would love for them to contact me at send me an email at sharontreakney@gmail.com, S-H-A-R-O-N. S-H-R-I-Q-U-I, or they can contact me on Facebook. You could reach me at InSync Coach, InSync Coach, and we have all the videos, all the podcasts there, and, you know, just to fun things for, you know, things that I'm up to. And how about you, Steph? How could they reach you?
Body Awe, BODYAWE.com. I've got some ebooks on there. You can purchase my Body Knowledge System playbook. It's a 400-page playbook that is for a couple dollars, no big deal. You can get it digitally. And also just click on Contact Stephanie and share your story so that we can enhance your experience when you're listening to our podcast, hearing your story. So as we wrap up here, I know we went in and out, different places, but that's what we do, you and me. We can't help it. It's just not going to change. What would you like most for people to remember as they sign off and go into their day today?
So I think that I think that it's great to be able to focus on the positive. I think that I saw that letter that your client that somebody sent you about feeling frustrated where they are. I think that if you feel frustrated where you are, I think you need to focus on good feelings. You know, doing things that make you feel good, and then tune into your intuition after you do something that feels good. I think that if people tuned in, not at the moment that they're feeling frustrated, but they did something like look at the squirrels and then tune into how they feel, they're able to make decisions, clearer decisions. How about you, Steph?
I like that. I like that. And also I would like people to remember from our conversation today is to dance in the living room. I think everybody who's listening has had that experience, whether they just did it in their head, but
I hope so.
Would like you to literally do it. Please have the curtains closed because, you know, there are people looking, and just enjoy yourself and move. Move with the music. Move with your intention of what you want. So this woman who gave her story, her frustration of wanting a new job and she wasn't fully recognized in the job that she had, and she was getting herself in a total tizzy. Now, that's easy for me to say. I'm not in her situation right now. But again, please use what Sharon suggested about resetting, focusing on the positive, visualize, bring movement, and then your body confidence creates a place where maybe you open the paper the next morning and you see, wow, that's a place where I would like to work. I have confidence now. I'm going to give them a call.
Right.
That's how it works.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So there's a happy ending to the story, Sharon.
Oh, yeah?
Well, again, I just have to say the storyteller who wrote me this story, she did say that she's in the process of giving interviews and possibly finding a place for her.
Wow.
With renewed body confidence. So there's a happy ending.
Amazing. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. That's so nice. That is great. I love that's the best part of being a coach, I think. Mm. Hearing all those happy endings and seeing people on their way to you know, their own personal success. Don't you think?
Journey. Yeah. Okay, I will see you next week and yes. I wish you the best and everyone who's listening. Grab up that body confidence and we're good to go. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today. We will be back with another great show on body confidence. To contact us individually, please send an email to coachstephaniewood@gmail.com or visit our show page at loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence. See you next week.